Welcome back to Strange Reality, the Paranormal and Mystery Science Podcast. I'm Kyle.
I'm Haley.
And today we're going to be talking about something that, like, in terms of conspiracy theories going along, there's a lot of weird conspiracy theories out there. This one is so, it's so, like, at least to me, kind of just made out of thin air. Like, there really wasn't anything real evidence-wise behind it. It was just kind of popped out of nowhere. Today we're going to be talking about the conspiracy that Paul McCartney died in the early 60s and then was replaced by a lookalike. Mm-hmm. So Paul McCartney of the Beatles, he was supposedly, the way the conspiracy theory goes, that he actually died in a car accident on November 9th, 1966. And he was replaced, English intelligence agency, MI5, they surgically replaced him with the lookalike. Like, they took somebody who kind of looked like Paul McCartney and they put plastic surgery on him, and then they trained him how to sing and dance like Paul McCartney.
Oh my God.
And he became the new member of the Beatles.
See, I read something where there was like a Paul McCartney like lookalike contest, and they found, I guess, like the person that they use as his replacement or whatever won that contest, and that's why they chose them.
Yeah. So like, I think the origin of it came from, so like about 50 years ago, a Detroit DJ accidentally started the biggest like hoax in all of rock and roll history. Like, and it's I think the formal name for it is just called Paul is Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what everyone calls it.
Yeah.
So it blew up on October 12th, 1969, when Russ Gibb was hosting his show WKNR. A mysterious caller had told him to put on the Beatles song Revolution 9. In the beginning of that song, it's off the White Album. Beginning of the song, the lyric, it's not really a lyric, it's just somebody talking. It just goes, number 9, mm-hmm. number 9, number 9. And the song kind of picks up and it starts. But if you play that backwards, I think it's like Go Get 'Em Dead Man. If you play it backwards,
I have Turn Me On Dead Man.
Turn Me On Dead Man. And it's I get that, like, that sounds like that, but why is that incriminating to say that Paul McCartney died and they replaced him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they would have said, like, Paul is dead, then okay, I could make a case like, okay, that's kind of weird and creepy. Like, why is it say that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But just like the fact that, and I think that he didn't intentionally start it to kind of say that Paul McCartney had died. It's just the fact that, like, people, you know, took that and thought, oh, well, shit, I bet you anything, like, one of them are dead. If they said, like, Turn Me On Dead Man, I bet you it's Paul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly. When you play Revolution 9 backwards, and I actually, you know what? I'm going to pull that up.
I was going to say, I wish that I had, like, listened to this, because I want to hear it for myself if it actually sounds like that.
Let's see if I can find it. Come on. Damn it. Haley's cat's drinking my water.
He's got his own cup, but they look the same.
Okay, let me try to find. Okay, so Revolution 9 backwards. I don't think it's, there's like
wait,
another.
Wait, I kind of heard like Dead Man, but.
Yeah, I kind of heard that too.
I guess, you know what? It didn't really sound like it, but like I could hear like the, I don't know. I could hear some words, I guess.
But it's just one of like, exactly. It's one of those things where I'm like, I can
You're really
kind
digging.
Of hear it, but it's like, it's really digging. And there's a couple different versions of that song. So there's Revolution 9, which is like the ninth take. Is really like where the name comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also like another version that's just like, I think off of the Greatest Hits album, where it's just called Revolution. And mm-hmm. it doesn't start up that way. It just starts up like, and you want to like start a revolution. Yeah. So it just kind of start. They don't have like that weird, like kind of DJ intro almost.
Uh-huh. It did sound pretty creepy backwards, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, any song kind of like that's a little true. Creepy, you know what I mean?
People are always looking for hidden messages in, like, songs when you play them backwards or, like, at 2x speed or whatever.
Yeah, so, like I said, Gibb and other callers then discussed the rumor on air for the next hour, during which Gibb offered further potential clues. At the end of Strawberry Fields Forever, John says, "I buried Paul." And I'll play the end of that, too. I'll play the end of that song as well. So, yeah. So, that one, you can actually hear clear as day.
I got to say, there is, like, a decent amount of clues.
There are a decent amount of clues. And, let's see. Strawberry Fields Forever. Such a good song. Okay. I'm going to skip to the end. Otherwise, I'll just geek out. Oh, I think it's... Hold on. We're messing up big time in this episode. I'm sorry, guys.
I can't hear it.
Hold, let's. Because it has like that weirdly kind of outro. All right. Sorry, guys, if it kills your ears. Did you guys hear that?
Oh, there it
is. Holy shit, that gave me goosebumps. Did you guys hear that? Okay, I'll play it back. I'll play it back one more time and I'll turn it up. But listen very closely. It's behind the melody. Oh my God, that gave me goosebumps. Hold on, guys. I'm really sorry. Try to get this. Okay, just listen very closely behind the drums.
That's clear as day.
Oh my God, that makes my skin crawl. That's really weird.
That's
the Revolution 9, I don't...
Yeah, that one's a little sketch.
That one's a little sketch. I don't really see it, but that is like, okay, I buried Paul. God, because it's not like you have to play it backwards. It just shows up. You know what I mean?
Well, there's another... Okay, apparently in another song, in Glass Onion, actually, I guess John Lennon, he says, "Well, here's another clue for you all. The walrus was Paul."
Yeah. So after this anonymous, like I said, like Gibbs, the host of that Detroit radio show, after this anonymous listener had kind of made these claims, if you listen to these songs in this like succession, like listen to Revolution 9 backwards, listen to Strawberry Fields Forever, and like find these clues, then like, of course, like people just went ape shit.
Yeah.
And mostly on college campuses where the story just kind of like spread like wildfire, that Paul was dead and that he was replaced by an imposter. And we'll get into
a bunch of high college students in the 60s. Yeah, of course. Like, yeah, you know.
And we'll get into who like the supposed imposter is in a second. So after all of this, the rumors spread rapidly across American college campuses. In particular, believers in the theory began to find supposed clues hidden in Beatles songs and album covers. For example, 1968, like you said, song Glass Onion, for example, in 1968, I just blanked out, in Glass Onions, There's a line where John Lennon says, "Well, here's another clue for you all. The walrus was Paul."
Mm-hmm. And I listened to that.
And also on the album cover of Abbey Road, McCartney is barefoot as he walks across like the street.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also like in like a traditionally black suit that you might find like in a funeral. Because nobody, I think.
He's the only one that was barefoot.
I think Ringo is wearing jeans in that cover. Like a lot of them are dressed very differently than Paul wearing like the natural, the black suit. So that's like another thing. And then there's also like another thing where people say that Paul McCartney in the album cover for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the way his outfit is like supposedly tied to something like that he might be dead. That there's a lot of these weird clues. The one for Sergeant Pepper, I don't really see his uniform being anything, I guess, clue worthy. I don't read into that one as much.
Yeah, people who believe it, like, you know, in the theory or whatever, they say, like, because his suit was, like, a different color or something like that, that's a clue, but I don't know.
Well, after the rumor kind of came out, at least a little bit before that, McCartney had kind of left the public eye a little bit. He has a farm, I think, in Scotland, I believe. and a lot of reporters were sneaking onto his property to kind of get the story from him. Like, if he was dead and he was an imposter, like, oh yeah, they were kind of harassing him.
How invasive.
Yeah. And Paul McCartney not really wanted to talk to them, but they had cameras and everything like that, everything else. But he realized that the video that they had of McCartney kicking them off the farm was kind of embarrassing and kind of, you know,
didn't make him look good.
Yeah. And he thought, well, I don't want that put out there as who I am, because he thinks that that'll just add to like the craziness.
Yeah.
So he said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you an interview, but you have to give me the negatives of the film you shot of me. So he did the interview for Life magazine, and by all accounts, I think that like he kind of laughed at the rumor, and he kind of like, no, like, if, oh, what was it? He goes, if I were dead, I'd be the first to know, I think is what he said, which is super funny to me.
Yeah.
And of course, that's classic Paul McCartney, which I don't know. And I really want your opinion on this. It's one of those things where there are plenty of proposed alive musicians out there, like Tupac.
Yeah.
Who were like, you know, all these, like, and I've even heard one of like, it's like Tupac, Biggie, David Bowie, they're all just chilling in Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, but it's almost to the point where like Cuba is like the paradise for all of like the, like just like musicians who fake their death.
Uh-huh.
I think that I think Tupac has a song where he talks about his death.
Oh, really?
And I think that Biggie might have a song about Tupac as well, and he made it before Tupac had died in 1996, like outside like the Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah.
I think because Tupac's stage name was Machiavelli.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a song that came out before that was called Rest in Peace, Machiavelli. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. And it was like in one of his songs, I can't remember which one, and we can do an episode on it. He says something like, nobody can kill me or something like that. And if like you kill me, like I'm like, you know, I'll fake my own death. Like he kind of says like these themes, right?
That's so weird. I never knew this.
So at least with kind of like the subliminal undertones in terms of like clues, there's a little bit more with Tupac, which is why I think the story that he is in Cuba hiding is a little bit more prominent, because people have said they've spotted like him in Cuba. You know what I mean? Which with Paul McCartney, you can't make the same case, because if he died, then they made him an imposter. It's not like nobody's seeing like two Pauls at the same time. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
There's no like, there's nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So according to this theory, in more in detail, McCartney died in a car crash on January 7th, 1967, and he was driving on the M1 motorway.
Mm-hmm.
In order to spare the public from grief, McCartney was said to have been replaced by a lookalike, William Sheeters Campbell, or Will Shepherd is another name he went by, but he just became Billy Sheeters, was what everyone called him.
Mm-hmm.
He was just known as Billy Sheeters.
Yeah.
Now, while William Shepherd was supposedly the inspiration behind the continuing story of Bigelow Bill, like an actually an American named Richard Cook III, MI5, the British intelligence agency, had used Billy Sheeters to impersonate McCartney to avoid the massive outcry and potential riots about the death of Paul McCartney.
That's crazy that, like, okay, let's say that this were true, that they thought that there'd be riots over his death.
Do you know how big the fucking Beatles were back then?
Oh, of course. Oh, don't get me wrong. Of course. Huge.
John Lennon said the Beatles are bigger than Jesus. Like, they were fucking huge.
Definitely. I mean, that's crazy, though, to think that, like, you know, people maybe would have reacted in such, like, a crazy way like that. But I heard conflicting things about his date of death, his supposed alleged date of death.
Yeah.
So I don't know when it actually was.
So there's January 9th, 1966. And there's also November 9th, 1966. And then January 7th, 1967. So those are two conflicting dates.
Yeah.
This actually occurred too. So even then right there.
Yeah. I don't know which is which, but still it's the same story. I read something about how, apparently he had gotten into, so the theory is that like he had gotten into a fight with like the other members and their manager, because I guess they had hired like a new manager or something like that.
Yeah, and McCartney was against the idea.
Yeah, so apparently like that's what made him want to like withdraw from the public and everything, or part of the reason or something like that. But I guess like they got, so the theory is like, you know, he got into a fight with everybody or whatever, and then he drove off all angry, and because he was angry, he was speeding, and that's how he crashed.
He crashed and he died, and they replaced him with Billy Shears. And now, I get that when people look at, when they account for evidence of like if this actually occurred, and not even the not even the car accident, because I don't think that there's really any wreck of the car accident occurring.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about that.
It's more, they always go to the songs. They go to Revolution 9, they go to Glass Onions, they go to Strawberry Fields Forever. Those are like those clues into like feeding this theory. Now, it also didn't help that like we said before, Paul McCartney had kind of taken like almost a break from the public eye. So around 1966, right before he supposedly had gotten in this car accident, it was later reported that this was due to the hiring of a new manager, like Haley said. And at the time, conspiracists believed that this was due to an argument he had with the other band members. So that's why he would have stormed off and gotten this, you know, quote-unquote car accident. Now, before I did research on this, I had heard the theory before. And I think there's a couple other different,
there's like variations.
We can explore this theory as well in a different episode. But another theory that I know of that kind of makes me not think it's complete bullshit is the theory that, you know who JonBenet Ramsey was, right?
Sounds familiar, but
JonBenet Ramsey was this She's this 4-year-old girl who got murdered in her house in Colorado, and it's widely believed that her parents did it. And there was a ransom note that looked like it was, could have been written by one of the Ramseys. It was just like the ransom amount that these quote unquote like criminals wanted was the exact dollar amount of the bonus Ramsey had gotten like that year for Christmas.
Yeah.
Like weird shit like that. So it had been widely believed for a long time that the Ramseys, like the parents, that they killed JonBenet and then staged it and made it look like blah, blah, blah. But anyway, well, that's besides the point. That's more of a true crime thing. But in the case was never officially solved.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you what. There's a theory that I read, and I didn't read it extensively, but we can for a future episode. It's that in the same kind of fashion as like Tupac faking his death, JonBenet Ramsey's death was faked, and she grew up to be Katy Perry.
Oh, you know what? I do remember hearing about this now. I remember hearing about like the Katy Perry theory. I just forgot the name.
JonBenet Ramsey was her.
Yeah, yeah.
And even thinking about that now, like that sends shivers down my spine. It really does. It's super weird to think that, because that case in of itself, besides like that whole theory, like the JonBenet Ramsey case is so haunting. Like this is a little girl who was strangled to death in her basement. And they like that. And it's so terrible to think that like anything like that could have been orchestrated around like a little girl. You know what I mean? Like that just seems horrible. It's the same thing with like Casey Anthony, like in her, like in her daughter, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Which I don't fucking care what anyone says. Casey Anthony definitely murdered her daughter. No question. It's not even like she 100% did. So.
But yeah, it is crazy how many stories there are like this where, you know, some celebrity died and they were either replaced or they just went missing and they were in Cuba or whatever. I don't know. I don't know why people like, you know, come up with these or whatever.
Which to me, like I said, based on the fact that there's already some stories that are of like a similar nature, like a celebrity dies and they replace them with somebody else, or he dies and he like isn't really dead. He just escapes to a different country or something like that. Like, because there's so many of those. And I think that at least the way I remember is that the Paul is dead one, I think, is like the earliest one that I can remember. But the fact that even throughout history nowadays, that there's still a bunch of them. Like there's one that I read recently and that Elvis is still alive.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
Yeah. And like And I want to say the way that somebody found out was somebody claimed to be Elvis and they DNA tested him. And it turned out positive that he was Elvis.
No, that's crazy.
I want to do more research on that. So I kind of like saw it, you know, secondhand. Uh-huh. So I want to do more research on that. But the like Elvis, freaking Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
He supposedly died in his toilet.
Yeah. I remember that.
So that, like that right there, the fact that there's even a story that Elvis was, you know, not dead. And I don't know how long, I don't know if like back then, if there really was a conspiracy that Elvis wasn't dead, like he just faked his own death or something like that. But the earliest one where there was actually like a craze behind it was Paul is dead, was Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
So I think that
this one gave rise to all the others.
Yeah, I think in some way it kind of did. And it's so bizarre.
But, you know, it's funny, though, because I feel like basically the Beatles were like, okay, let's lean into this, because not that they really needed the publicity stunt because they were already so famous. But at the same time, like,
think of how many more albums they sold because of that theory, though.
Right. And like, you know, radio shows were talking about it and everything. Like, they just grew even more than they possibly could have from this theory. So it's like, I don't know. I would lean into it too.
Well, there's one that there's another theory that Eminem died too, and they replaced him.
Oh, yep, yep.
Yeah. So, so there's definitely like examples of it. There's definitely examples of like people getting rallying behind this idea, and like, and I think that some of the evidence for at least the JonBenet and Katy Perry one was a lot more convincing.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much as like, oh, well, in this song, blah, blah, blah. And my question is, if it's supposed to be a big secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you leaving clues?
That's what I'm saying.
I always thought that was weird.
Yeah. I find these like theories entertaining or whatever. But like, yeah, what would be the point in leaving clues? You mean to tell me like their manager approved the clues and everything, like their recording studio and everything? Like, I don't know.
Well, I could get behind the fact that if the theory itself wasn't true, that you would create it on your own to sell albums.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was true and like Paul died in that car accident and then you like drop these clues in your songs, it's like, why? If it's supposed to be like some big secret.
Yeah.
So I can only really see that they would do that for publicity if it wasn't true. Just mm-hmm. so that people,
That's almost what I mean.
As if they just orchestrated it themselves.
I wonder. See, that's the real theory, the conspiracy theory.
If they did
here.
Themselves,
yeah, right. They started this.
Which I mean, hey, I don't discredit the idea.
Yeah, no, not at all. Whatever.
This is, and usually when it comes to things like this, I like believing in theories like this. They're fun. This one, it's not that it's not fun, because that the biggest piece of evidence I think is the fact that. In Strawberry Fields Forever, John says, I buried Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But why are you saying that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, what in what context were you bringing that up? And it got put into a song. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Imagine, like, you're Paul, you're in the band, you're recording, and then, you know, John's like, okay, I'm going to say that you're dead, Paul. Like, I'm going to say that you're dead. Go along with it.
I'm saying that you're dead, Paul. what if you're Billy Shears?
Right?
And it's just like, hey, hey, buddy. Don't give me away like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't remember who the Eminem imposter was supposed to be, but I think that the main thing behind that was that Eminem doesn't look anything like he did back in the day. And I'm like, yeah, he got older.
Right. And yes, he
got rid of the bleached hair. That's really all it
right.
is.
Right. And he looks exactly the same. He just has like facial hair now.
Yeah. I'm like, I think that's like, no, I don't necessarily dig into that one as much, but the JonBenet one, wow.
Yeah, I forgot all the details about that one because it's been so long since I've looked into it. But I remember when I was like reading about it, I was like, holy shit, this is like just too crazy.
Yeah, it's like I think the most compelling evidence is when you're asked about it, like in an interview, like say Katy Perry is like on Howard Stern, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asks like, have you heard the theory that you're JonBenet Ramsey? Now, I guess I know hearing that would be daunting, but depending on your reaction, I don't know if you're just, if you look kind of sketched out by that, you're like, yeah.
Has anyone ever asked her?
Not that I can think of.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
That's crazy. I don't know. Like I said, okay. So let's say that, you know, the band themselves, they didn't start this rumor. So who did? And what is, like, their intention? Like, the people who start these...
Oh, the person that called into that radio station and said that, like, to look up those clues?
Yeah. And how did they... I want to know, like, the very, like, origin of this. Like, what was that person's intentions?
I don't know. And, like, the fact that... And it wasn't just one caller. It was multiple. So I think that one caller told him, like, that there's clues on the White Album about it. But then the clues also stretched to Sgt. Pepper, Magical Mystery Tour, like, all those albums. Especially in, like, the... And even Abbey Road with the album cover where he's barefoot. And, yeah. And... But none of those things to me... really make the case in my mind. At least the album cover thing I can't get behind, because that's just like, that doesn't feel subliminal to me, you know what I mean? It doesn't feel like a subconscious message trying to be portrayed. It's just, no, I don't think like Paul being barefoot is really that weird.
Yeah,
I don't, you know what I mean?
And well, didn't see the most compelling pieces of evidence to me would be like the lyrics, the Walrus's Paul, I buried Paul,
the
whatever.
Walrus's Paul, yeah, and then Turn Me On, Dead Man.
Yeah but I can't remember who I was just reading about this the other day, but one of them did like an interview years later and they said like, yeah, we basically did it to like fuck with everybody, like we purposefully threw those lyrics in there just to, you know, see a rise out of
which
people,
which would make sense. Yeah. Like,
if this were real, like, let's say, like, he actually died, I really do wonder how people would have reacted. Because, like, you know, there was talk of, like, you know, worry of riots and things like that. And I just wonder, would people have done that?
Rioted?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You think so?
People rioted when John Lennon said that the Beatles were bigger than Jesus.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There was some backlash for that.
Huh. I didn't know that. I just wonder. I don't know.
Yeah. So... I think, like, okay, what's make it a little bit more our generation? Friends.
Yeah.
Now, we know Friends is, like, being, like, one of the greatest shows of all time. But, like, back when at least our parents were, like, you know, our age watching Friends, like, they were humongous. They were huge. They were on the cover of magazines everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I would say... What the Beatles were to music is what Friends was to television. It was that big.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it makes sense.
I 100% there was going to be some sort of outcry, riots. 100. Paul McCartney dies. Oh, come on. I think that because what is it? There was a lot of. I mean, the Beatles were broken up, but when John Lennon got shot,
yeah,
you know what I mean. So
true.
It's just one of those things. And he was shot, I think, I want to say it was outside his apartment in New York is where he got shot. Or maybe it was in the park.
I can't remember. It might have been Central Park. I remember hearing about that, but yeah.
I think there's a statue of him over there.
Oh, really?
There's a statue of John Lennon. I'm pretty sure. I might be wrong about that, but I thought there was. Maybe not in New York, but I think in, you know, Liverpool or wherever they were from.
Oh, yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
There's actually... I think you can get this on Amazon. I think it's like either Amazon or Netflix. There's a Beatles musical, not a musical, but it's a Beatles themed, like, like High School Musical is like, it's a movie, but like, it's all about like the musical numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one called Across the Universe where it's Beatles based. It's really good. It's like one of my favorite movies. It's a really good movie.
Huh. Interesting. So,
because the main character, he actually looks like a member of he looks like Paul. He kind of looks like a mixture of all of like Paul and Ringo.
Okay, I have a thought.
Okay.
So imagine that like this, all these theories about celebrities who have passed, who have either been replaced or they're in Cuba or whatever. Imagine like, let's say these are all real and all of these people are down in Cuba. What would life be like for them? Like... having to hide, you know, the secret that you're alive. How do you go about living in that way?
That's a pretty good question. I don't know.
I just wonder what a life like that would be like. Like, do you keep your windows open? Like, are you paranoid all the time that people are going to be like looking out for you?
Because I can't imagine, like, Cuba's not exactly like under lockdown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people like live there.
Uh huh.
I can't imagine something as big of a secret as like Tupac living in Cuba. And then I have to say, like, there's definitely evidence of it. Like, mm-hmm. people have like pictures that they've taken of like supposedly Tupac.
Yeah.
And some of them are compelling, some of them are not, but. There's definitely like there's a lot more like documentation of like Tupac being alive than like anybody else, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can make the case for that a lot more than you could for like Paul McCartney or even like Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, the fact that like, or not even Eminem, like David Bowie, because like, people put like David Bowie in that ring too.
Yeah.
Like, they're all just in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anybody who like died.
Yeah.
Like, musician wise.
Right. There's another one that I can't remember who it was, but there's another female celebrity singer who, same thing, people said that she was replaced, but I just can't remember who. But there's so many like this. Like, we're probably forgetting so many.
Well, there's another theory that, well, this one's tricky because I think there's enough evidence to support both. Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Cobain didn't commit suicide. He was killed by Courtney Love.
Yeah.
Which she had, I think that they were going through some issues and like they were both raging drug addicts. And I think the general consensus is that he killed himself. He was depressed, things like that. But there's also like a lot of people who would claim that he really wasn't that depressed. It was kind of part of his image. And the fact that, and more so the, I guess, specifics about how he killed himself with like a shotgun to the face. It's just the way he would have done it just doesn't line up like ballistically, like how he could have like angled the gun like in at his face and then like and like hit the trigger with like his other hand or like his foot. It just wouldn't have, just the way he was found and just the horrible police work from the Seattle Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, there was too many things. There's enough, I think, to support both. But I think generally speaking, like, I think you could make the argument that it was. Maybe Courtney Love didn't kill him, but was definitely involved in his death.
Yeah.
Because she was going to get all that revenue from his albums and stuff because they were married.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Huh. I don't know. These kind of just creep me out, though. It just creeps me out to think that, like, there could be all these people we think are dead, like, out there somewhere.
Yeah, well, there's that one where, oh wait, I think it's J-Lo or Beyonce. I want to say it's J-Lo. I take that back. I think it's Beyonce because I think Beyonce is actually like doing live performances, right? I don't think J-Lo is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a TikTok that I saw and I looked it up on YouTube and tried to find more about it. And just looking at TikTok, I'm like, oh, that's gotta be real, right?
Yeah.
I went a little bit further than that. There's a clip of her on stage and she's like flapping her hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in one frame, like during the hair flap, her face changes like in demonic.
Yeah, I
like
saw
in,
this.
In like a second. It's like in like one or two frames. It's mm-hmm. really weird.
Yeah, everybody was talking about that, I remember.
Yeah, and I think that
Well, people have always said she's part of the Illuminati and things like that.
Well, and I kind of agree that she might be part of some sort of elitist something because she has like this necklace. I can't remember which demon it is, but it's like I'm gonna mess up the name, but she wears the necklace of like a mythical demon, and it's really weird. And it's like this demon that. To some conspiracy theorists, it's like this demon that like a lot of like the higher end celebrities, like out of like that elite group, they all praise.
Yeah.
So the fact that she wears a necklace in support of that, people were kind of like, I don't know. Like,
right. But I almost wonder if it's the same thing with the Beatles, if she just kind of leans into that for publicity.
I don't know. Because why would you wear that? I just don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. And like in her song, she like makes fun of people who think that, like, what is it? And in one song, she's like, y'all haters Cardi with that Illuminati shit.
Yeah. So the fact that, like, because if it's trying to be some big secret, I don't understand why you'd be so stupid enough to, like, kind of wear that shit out in public.
Right.
If it legitimately is, or, like, supposed
exactly,
to be secretive. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's actually, this is actually discovered, like, we're talking, like, late 90s, early 2000s, like, maybe in 1999. Alex Jones,
I know that he's like a big crackpot and like,
yeah. Oh, God.
And let me just say that like, and I get that, that he has lost some credibility, but a lot of things that I've researched that he did like predict did come true. But he got famous, or I think that it helped him because he snuck onto, and you can look this up. This is real. This is like, there's like a video of it. He snuck a camera onto what's called Bohemian Grove. Mm-hmm. And it's like this ritual grounds. It's like the secret society for rich people. And they praise like, it, there's a video of it, of celebrities in front of like this big owl statue, like doing weird dances and like doing this ritual and praising
that's
this god.
That's creepy as fuck.
It's weird. And you can, there's video of it. You can like watch like, and supposedly it's gotten more strict. Like they can, you know, the security is a lot more tightened ever since that video had came out. Of like, it's literally a bunch of celebrities. It's called Bohemian Grove. It's where all these celebrities go hang out. Like they do like these, supposedly like these weird rituals, and they praise this giant owl statue god.
Whoa.
Yeah. There's a video of it. We should do an episode about it. But yeah.
Yeah, we should do an episode. We, you know, in every episode, we're like, oh, we got to do an episode on
we're
whatever.
Just stacking up the ideas.
Literally, we need to go through and like write these down because we probably have so many ideas. Like,
oh, yeah. So we'll definitely do that. But I'm trying to think. Do you have anything? So I don't know how versed you are in like just the Beatles like discography or just like the band themselves.
But I just like know some songs and shit like that, but I don't really know much like about them.
So when you consider that, I'm trying to think. They have so many, I almost want to say whimsical albums. Mm-hmm. Like what my favorite album by them is Sgt. Pepper because the album was like such like a it was a new image for them. They were kind of breaking away from one image and kind of creating a new one. That is probably one of the best albums like ever made. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is such a great, that and Magical Mystery Tour are probably my two favorite albums by them. Mm-hmm. And like I guess an honorable mention for me, all their albums are really good. I would say my top three Beatles albums are definitely Sgt. Pepper, Magical Mystery Tour, and probably it's between the White Album and Abbey Road. I would maybe go with I would maybe go with Abbey Road.
Yeah.
And then honorable mention would be the White Album. And maybe Revolver. Revolver's
like
a good
pretty much just every album that they have.
Help is a good album too.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah, I would say the album that got me into the Beatles originally, like before I think I really had, like the first time I ever heard by them, I think my grandpa had Abbey Road on vinyl when I was a kid. And I think I listened to that in his record player all the time when I was over at his house. But then when I got older and kind of got more involved in their music, I think Abbey Road has like that special place in my heart. But Sgt. Pepper, I think, is like the like their best album. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So to kind of in conclusion, I really do think that it was mainly a publicity thing.
Probably.
I mean, like whoever, and I get that there's some weird things in their songs. Like I understand, like Paul is the Walrus and like, you know, I Buried Paul. Those are very, very weird. But I think the same can be said for like, I think more songs than not have like weird subliminal messaging like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah. You know, that would be an interesting topic too. It's like maybe, I don't know, we would have to do a lot of research for this, but dissecting like weird song lyrics that like, I don't know, people have like conspiracy theories about. Because there's definitely songs out there where people are like, oh, this means that Kanye's the devil or whatever the fuck. Like,
there's definitely, well, then again, Kanye West is very odd. He's just an odd dude.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I mean, so are the Kardashians. So that I could believe.
Mm-hmm.
That I could wrap my head around, but it's like if it, you know, if you take like, I don't know, Jason Mraz, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to believe like Jason Mraz, like, dude, you know why I don't believe that? Because he's not famous enough.
Yeah.
If you were super famous, okay, cool. But Jason Mraz is like a guy with a hat practically.
Right. No tea, no shade towards him, but.
Yeah. That's like saying like, yo, Frankie Muniz. Oh, the kid from Malcolm in the fucking Middle. Like, that's not, okay.
Uh-huh.
He's not that famous, at least not anymore, but he kind of fell off, but, yeah. Well, I think that's a pretty good place to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm, pretty interesting.
Yeah, pretty interesting. We'll definitely touch on some other weird mysteries like that in the future episodes.
Let us know if there's any that we didn't talk about. Yeah, like any prominent ones we forgot to mention. Yeah,
right. I'll post the email link. I'll post the email link in the description so you guys can write it in for an idea. But otherwise, big announcement that we got coming up. October, look out for that. We're gonna do like a whole bunch of like just straight up like paranormal, like spooky haunted stuff for October, for Halloween. We're gonna do a whole bunch of like episodes about haunted houses, like maybe like some exorcisms that have happened, like just strange paranormal events. We're gonna go just dive in deep into the spooky shit for October. And then we'll kind of go back into our like kind of like some paranormal, some like mystery, some science stuff, and we'll go from there. But yeah, but I just want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Strange reality.